You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The Department of Trade, Industry and Competition has presented to Parliament a revised proposal that will be sent through to Washington in an effort to see if we can repair trade relations with the United States. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. I'm joined on the line by the spokesperson for the Minister of the DTIC, that is Kamil Ali, to take a look at the latest proposal and see what we make of it. Kamil, thanks so much for taking the time. Lovely to have you on the show. Can we start with the trade relationship between South Africa and the United States has been, for lack of a better term, strained over the last couple of weeks and possibly months at this point. Where do we stand on that relationship now? How is that engagement taking place?
Well, to me, I think it's important to, from the outset, state that South Africa's been engaged in this strained conversation, if you will, on trade relationships with the US. But our position has been to compartmentalize the trade issues from the other issues. Our negotiations have been ongoing and we've been developing over the period since the announcement by the US on what the reciprocal tariff that South Africa would be facing would be. You would know that the U.S. has imposed an additional tariff as well under Section 232 on the basis that foreign imports would so-called threaten the U.S. national security. Those include automotives and auto components, steel and aluminium, semi-processed copper, pharmaceutical products, among others, and medium and heavy-duty vehicles that since the 1st of November 2025. This obviously has an impact on our local industrial efforts as South Africa seeks to reindustrialize our economy. So those negotiations are ongoing. We are developing a revised offer to send to the US based on an agreed upon text, which we have been negotiating over the past few months. And that situation has been ongoing despite sort of the very public difficulties that we've been facing with the US.
An overview of the current proposal that is being put forward and how that differs to the revised proposals we've previously put forward for Washington.
I must at the outset just unfortunately state that the details of the revised offer are still under secrecy. So we're not able to share too many details on what it entails. What I can share with you, however, is the broad principles upon which we have been negotiating with the US on. And that is to reach an agreement on reciprocal tariffs with specific country commitments between the US and South Africa, and also a revised tariff offer. Of course, you would understand that South Africa belongs to the Southern African Customs Union, SACU, and together we form a common external tariff, which has to be negotiated at a SACU level. So that tariff offer has to be negotiated at a SACU level before it goes into our revised offer to the US. And our objectives have always been clear, and that's been to negotiate an agreement that creates a level of predictability on trade that reduces the reciprocal tariff that's been imposed by the US, which currently sits at 30%, and enable trade to continue to flow without compromising our own ability to make policies that advance our national interests.
Kamil, you touched on the fact that the DTIC, and at least on behalf of South Africa, has by and large tried to compartmentalize this conversation from perhaps other conversations that are taking place. How are we dealing with the fact that some of these conversations overlap, whether we want them to or not? I bring this up in light of the recent developments out of Washington that Senator John Kennedy is putting forward a proposal that South Africa not be allowed to rejoin AGOA when AGOA is reinstated. Of course, I'm not asking you to comment on whether or not we will be part of that, but how is that affecting the conversations we are currently having with Washington, understanding that even if we are negotiating in good faith, it could end up that we don't achieve the desired outcome?
Well, I think it's important that we remain quite principled in our positioning as a country. And that has always been to protect the South African economy and to ensure that the South African economy comes out stronger at the end of this negotiation. We don't control what happens in the US, unfortunately. But what we do control is our lobby efforts, and we won't give up on ensuring that the South African US trade relationship is maintained after these negotiations. We still view the US as a key trading partner. And so our efforts in negotiations has always been to ensure that we come out with an outcome that is favorable for South Africa. And that includes using various levers that we can pull within the US Congress, within the US Senate, within, you know, various lobby groups within the US to show that South Africa remains a valuable partner for the United States. Yeah.
Protecting the interests of South Africa, but not alienating the country from global markets. That is the aim and the efforts of the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition. We wish them all the best in those efforts, and hopefully we can resolve this matter. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the spokesperson for the Minister of the DTIC, Kamil, for taking a look at the latest revised proposals and conversations taking place between Pretoria and Washington.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.